Well, I have with me Carrie Rosenzweig, who's president of IMVU, which is one of the really interesting, successful virtual world. Are you a virtual world, and do we really need another one?
That's a great question. Certainly we started as a virtual world, although not the same as some of the other virtual worlds. But now we're a social entertainment destination, which means that while our members have avatars and virtual goods and virtual space, we're going to provide them more ways to simply have fun. That means games. That means game mechanics. It means giving them virtual items that allow them to create their own games and role-playing games. So, yes, we've started in virtual worlds, but we think we're moving in a much more exciting direction.
As I understand, you don't have the sort of the infrastructure of something like Second Life, but everyone has a room that they can do what they like with, an avatar.
Exactly. Yeah. Our founders came from a virtual world called their.com, but what they learned and why they left is that users want an experience that's really avatar to avatar. They want, it's about human beings talking to each other, being in a smaller, almost physical space, although we're talking about virtual space. Nobody wants to walk alone down an empty street, in the real world or the virtual world. And so we decided, our founders decided, that we would constrict the virtual space simply to make it easier. So the average person could take advantage of it. One of the problems of the virtual worlds is they can be very complex to navigate.
Sure, and how many average people have taken advantage? What are your stats like?
Yeah, so we've had over 50 million people register.
50 million,
50 right. million. We get over 10 million unique visitors every month to imview.com.
Now that's bigger than Second Life, isn't it?
Well, we are bigger than Second Life. In fact, one of the metrics that any of your audience members can discover for themselves is simply to go to imview.com, and right there, we provide a statistic that's updated every few minutes to tell you how many people are concurrently using imview. The range is typically 60,000 at the low, in the middle of the night in the United States, to over 135,000 concurrent, and so that's a larger figure.
And we just checked a few minutes ago, and it was 90-something thousand. I haven't seen that on Second Life for a long, long time.
It's still in the morning time in the United
States.
What
about revenues? Are you generating revenues?
Absolutely. In 2007, we had $9 million of annual revenue. The next year, we had $11 million. Last year, in 2009, we were over $22 million, and this year will be about $40 million of annual revenue.
Fantastic. And you've also gone mobile.
Yes. We introduced this year an app in the iPhone App Store called imview to go, which is our first step, kind of a baby step, because it allows imview members to extend their capabilities, but we have not yet brought the whole imview experience to mobile, but we will.
Right. So where do you think virtual worlds are going? I know one has to distinguish between virtual worlds and virtual products. Let's take first of all virtual worlds.
Well, you know, virtual worlds, it's been a tough few years for virtual worlds. With the exception of ourselves and maybe one other, most of the virtual worlds have been fairly flat, and in fact, unfortunately, some of them have gone out of business. This idea of dressing up and chatting only seems to have limited appeal, which is why we have declared that we're going to be a social entertainment destination and not merely a virtual world.
Right. Now, you sell virtual products,
yes.
Clothes and furniture and all that. How big is that going to be in the economy at large?
You know, most people don't understand that many of their so-called real-world experiences are in fact virtual. When you go to the theater, when you go to the movie, you spend real-world money for an experience. You take away nothing other than the experience of what you had. When you buy a song in iTunes, that's a virtual product. When you download a book onto Kindle, that's a virtual product. And yet, when people look at virtual clothing for an avatar, some of them scratch their heads and wonder why someone would spend real money on something that seems not to exist. But of course it does. It's just a form of paying for gameplay, if you will.
So are we in the middle of a virtual revolution comparable to the Industrial Revolution?
I don't know if I can compare the two precisely, but there's no question virtual products, even restricting them to virtual goods and items for gameplay, is a multi-billion dollar category. Estimates in China alone are $5 to $7 billion.
This year?
This year.
Mm-hmm.
In North America, the estimates for virtual goods are about $1.5 billion and still growing, and it's growing perhaps even faster in Europe.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed, Karen. Thank you.